Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Leaders in Supply Chain podcast, Latin and U.S., why not worldwide. I am your host, Javier Bazañez, Managing Director for Latin in Alcos Global. For me, it's a great pleasure to have today Pedro Beirute. Hello, Pedro.
Hello, Javier. It's a pleasure to be here with you and be part of this podcast.
Great, Pedro. Well, for the people that don't know Pedro, Pedro currently is the CEO of ProCommerce, that is the Promotora de Comercio Exterior of Costa Rica, and also president of Essential Costa Rica for more than 7 years. Previously to his role, he also, and currently securing this role, is president of Iberoamerica Trade and Investment Network, doing different relationships in investment, and continue representing it. Before this key role, Pedro worked for Intel Corporation for more than 12 years, performing different key roles. His last role was Chief of Staff of Global Chief Sales Officer in USA, in California. And previously, he worked in Latin America Consumer Sales and Marketing Director in Mexico for more than a year. And also, he was coming from Europe, performing there a Sales Manager Europe role for over 2 years in England, and earlier, Sales and Marketing Manager in Spain and Portugal for around 7 years. So welcome again, Pedro. For me, it's a pleasure to have you here.
It is my pleasure, Javier. Happy to have a conversation with you.
Great. Great. So let's start talking, Pedro, first about your initial career, the person that made a career in Intel Corporation. I mean, I think that is the goal try for too many people trying to work in Intel, and also with the expertise and the experience in different countries. So how that adventure started in Spain and Portugal? Tell us about it.
Yes. So I was, you said, born and raised in Costa Rica. That is my home country. So when I finished college, university, was the same timing which Intel was coming to Costa Rica to start their greenfield manufacturing operations. So I was lucky to be hired as a recent college graduate to do very basic activities. I was a finance clerk. I was typing invoices all day long. But I, of course, opened the door to a big company with lots of opportunities. So at the beginning my career, I held junior analyst job. I learned from a lot of mentors. I did networking, and I started to dream on new heights of career growth, right? So after 4 or 5 years of working here at Intel Costa Rica, I decided to pursue an MBA abroad in Spain. I thought it was important for me to learn a new culture, meet new people, and try something new. So I went to Spain. And after a year of the MBA, I had to do like a graduation work. So I connected back with Intel, and they allowed me to do this work in Intel. That also helped me develop a relationship with the local management, and they offered me to stay working with them in Spain.
Wow, magnificent.
So in sales. So I did a sales and marketing in Spain. And then a new opportunity came, which was to go and do a global account management role in the UK, in the United Kingdom. So another adventure, because it was different culture, different language, different stakeholders, higher responsibilities, and so on.
Totally,
I guess that the fact that being a Latin American helped, because they saw me different. They saw me more candid, more humble, more fun, and that helped build a relationship into a trustworthy relationship that then helped develop businesses.
Yeah, you point out a very good point of our characteristic or features for LA, you know, that we feel like we are more humble, we're more happy, we are more open to make relation, and very different to the Anglo society, no? So this is like, it looks like an advantage for LA people working in that kind of weather, no?
Exactly. Differentiation is competitive advantage also in career growth, right? So that was useful. But then I wanted to come back to Latin America. Then I took a job in Mexico. Running the Latin American consumer operations. It was also a great opportunity because I happened to get a closer reach of Latin America, which is also a very diverse region with different cultures, languages, social, economic situations, and that was a great learning experience as well.
Yeah, definitely, and especially in Mexico, no? There is sometimes they are very tough, but depends on the region of Mexico, that's right?
Yes, but something definitely that I learned is that Latin America is a region of opportunities. There's still a lot of room for growth in many areas, and that's what we try to do.
That's
so
right.
My last step within Intel was in headquarters. I was chief of staff of the global chief sales officers. I was kind of an executive shadow, or a shadow of the executive called chief of staff. That's basically support 24 hours of the head of sales for Intel, which was at that point a $55 billion company with operations offices in more than 50 countries.
So you have a lot of opportunities to learn there, no? Any special project that you remember?
Exactly, because I was very close to the C-suite of Intel, and of course, these are very smart, capable people with a lot of strategic thinking. And the other opportunity I had is that at that time, it was when there was an inflection point in the industry, and there was new devices coming to the marketplace, specifically the tablets and the smartphones, in which Intel didn't have presence. Intel does processors, mostly for computers and servers, for PCs and servers, we didn't have tablets and phones, and the growth was coming from there, and it created sort of a crisis within the company because it forced us to reinvent ourselves very fast. Our sales model, our channels, our people, our skill set had to evolve to the new circumstances. And it was a great experience because of that.
Wow, that's great. For sure, did you a lot of learning in that period of 12 years. And after that, you leave Intel and you move to Iberoamerica Trade and Investment Network. Tell us that experience. Did you still execute that from U.S. or you move it back to Costa Rica?
No, at that point, I was feeling that I had to give back to my country.
Yeah.
And then I took this job in Procomer, which is trade promotion organization of Costa Rica. Within Procomer is that I have become the president of the Redivero that you just mentioned. The Redivero is a network of government entities that oversee trade and investment across Latin America. So we try to develop best practices, act as a region, and pursue an agenda that is our common interest. We have been doing that in parallel to my day-to-day job in Procomer, which is exports promotion, linkages promotion, free zone administration, country brand, and a couple of other things.
Other things in that area. In doing that, you also was joining to the leading the essential Costa Rica brand, that's right?
That is correct. Costa Rica, like many other countries, have country brand. Through a country brand, you try to project the benefits of your country. In the past, we had a brand that was focused on tourism. It was a very successful brand called No Artificial Ingredients that basically portrayed Costa Rica as a natural spot, ideal for ecotourism. However, it was a brand that was not useful for trade or for investment. Therefore, as a society, we agreed that we had to move into another brand, and this is Essential Costa Rica. Essential Costa Rica, basically, it's a brand that intends to position all the benefits of Costa Rica in order to attract tourists, investors, and promote exports. It's a cross-institutional effort. We are all aligned to it. We are all driving in the same direction, yes, together with CINDE, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Ministry of Foreign Trade, the Minister of Tourism, and Ministry of Culture.
So all working together to promote not only the export and also promoting the investment coming to the country. So for sure, it should be very close to Pilar Madrigal. I was having a podcast some months ago with her about the nearshoring promotion of Costa Rica and bringing investment. That should be linked to what you are doing with Essential Costa Rica brand. That's right.
Yes, correct. Pilar is our head of investment attraction in CINDE, and they use the country brand to also position our messages, our advantages to other countries.
To other countries. How do you see that relation because this is a critical for Costa Rica and for the global supply chain network. No, when you try to promote a center of supply using our land for offshoring investment. No, how do you think that has been working? Because I saw a lot of good reports coming from CINDE and also published on LinkedIn for continuously all the companies coming and setting bases here in our land.
Yes, Costa Rica is an ideal location for nearshoring for many reasons. First, the stability of the country. This is the oldest democracy in Latin America with freedom of speech, rule of law, separation of powers, and so on. Second, because the talent we have in Costa Rica. Costa Rica, since we decided to abolish our army and move the resources that go into the army to education and healthcare, develop a society that is founded on education and health. And that helped develop reliable, high qualified talent in industries that are intensive in knowledge intensive or that are advanced manufacturing. Third, Costa Rica has free trade agreements with more than 50 countries around the world. So we're very well connected in terms of free trade agreements and customs benefits and taxes to the world.
That's
fourth, we have two ports, one in the Caribbean, one in the Pacific, and that helps as a logistics hub to connect with both parts of the world. So fifth, we have a set of incentives under a free trade zone regime that basically brings or gives tax advantages to companies that decide to establish here in Costa Rica. And that's the reason why we have relevant companies like Intel, like Microsoft, like Amazon, like HP, all the medical devices and pharma companies use Costa Rica as their regional headquarters, despite we are a very small country.
That's right. And that has been a great strategy for that. And also talking about latest challenge that is leading the Procomer, CEO of Procomer in Costa Rica. In the other side, that's right. Yes, it's promoting Costa Rica to the outside just to make business from our products to the rest of the world. That's right? Or is something different?
Definitely. I mean, Procomer intends to help companies based in Costa Rica do business abroad. It's a responsibility that it's very fulfilling because you're really helping the country to grow its economy and from there transfer those benefits to the people to bring prosperity and well-being to Costa Ricans.
Okay, that's great. And how do you feel, for example, with the last 2 years of crisis with the COVID situation? How did you handle it, that in Procomer and helping the industry to promote outside?
Yes, we use different tools to promote Costa Rica, from our brand, Essential Costa Rica, to our facts. What I said before about the stability, the location, the free trade agreements, the talent, green electricity, the ports, etc. So the combination of conditions makes Costa Rica a very attractive place to invest and do business from.
Yeah, so that's great. Connecting that Procomer and the Essential Costa Rica brand and all this worldwide movement in the transformation or the digital transformation in almost all the processes that we make in human resources, in logistics, in planning, that now we are using a lot of ERPs, but all of them in the cloud. That's right. That technology now is more and more at the fingertips of every single company, no? So that is a great advantage. I saw that for every single small or medium company that want to do the export their products and having more final market in outside. So based on that, how do you see this digital real transformation in our supply chain in Costa Rica for Latin America? You coming from Intel, that is 90 basically company. So how do you see that relevant and how are we doing with that currently just in front of Procomer and handling the Essential brand of Costa Rica?
Yes.
It's a complicated question.
It's a combined question.
Yeah.
Because Definitely, we have been facing challenges, logistics challenges. We are just coming out from one of the greatest crises we have had mm-hmm. as humanity, a lot of suffering, but also difficulties to do business with tension between the economic measures and the sanitary measures mm-hmm. and an overall complexity to do business, especially for small and medium businesses that are less resilient. To this type of crisis.
That's right.
So any other country will try to balance the sanitary measures with the economic measures. Costa Rica managed to maintain business continuity in our operations, in our factories, in our services centers, and so on. And we succeed on that. And our exports grew in both years of pandemic. The first year of pandemic, which was the most difficult, we grew 2%, and this last one, we grew 20%. So very good numbers. Now, mm-hmm. these days, of course, we are facing two additional challenges. One is the war in Russia and Ukraine is shifting the consumption and putting pressure on some of the goods we produce. And mm-hmm. two, the logistics turmoil that we are observing, not just in Asia, but everywhere around the world. The whole world is being affected, so it's not like it is in a specific situation in Costa Rica that makes us lose our competitiveness, but everyone is being affected. So at least that's a fact that is important to realize. Of course, this is one more opportunity for the country and for the company, for the government authorities to demonstrate our resilience, our innovation, our customer orientation, and our teamwork to collectively try to address these challenges. Not easy, and most of the issues are out of our control. But rather than being passive, we are trying to be proactive and look for measures to reduce the pain.
Yeah, definitely. And this is what I like it, that all these government institutions are working together and in an efficient way, and also doing a great digital transformation in every process that they are having. So that is making easier all the requirement, the documentation, and in general, the supply chain of Costa Rica to make it easier for everybody. That's right.
Yes. Again, this is something that is happening around the world.
Yeah.
And of course, what we're trying to do is to minimize the impact, to reduce the impact on the citizens of Costa Rica, on the companies that demand the supplies, on lead times, because it is not just exports, of course, right? It's also imports, and it's everything. So there's definitely an impact on the value chains, and our job these days is to minimize that impact.
That's right. No, that's have been great, the things that you guys have been doing. And I think that is a great job just to continue doing and working together as a very well-synchronized machine on that. So just trying to finalize the conversation, do you have any big project that you can tell us or maybe that you can mention to us for any coming soon as we see in the movies?
Yeah, so Costa Rica is a country that along the last 200 years has evolved its economy. It's a small economy, we're a boutique country that started to develop when we started to export. In the old days, it was mostly coffee, then some other agricultural fresh products. But during the last 30 years, 3 decades, we have shifted to non-traditional goods and services. And that has been a boost to our economy. As a result of that accelerated growth in our exports, the country moved from low income to mid income. And mm-hmm. we have basically created more opportunities for people, for our citizens.
Yeah.
Now, that is the present. We export more than $21 billion to 155 countries, more than 4,000 products. It's a success story. However, it's not enough to address the challenges we have for the future. We realize there's a lot of competition out there from other countries, companies, and that we have some challenges internal that reduce our competitiveness.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
What we are doing is to pursue a further level of differentiation and we are positioned Costa Rica as a country of hope that is very well aligned to SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals of the United Nations. Mm-hmm. What that means in practical purposes is that we promote businesses with purpose that meets the triple bottom line, the financial bottom line, but also the social and the environmental bottom line. We call it the three P's, people, profit, planet. And basically, we're trying to promote projects and programs that position Costa Rica as this country in which you do business with purpose, in which what you are doing is not just profitable, but also that creates a positive impact in the environment and in the society. So we do projects to promote, for example, women in trade, and we basically have kind of a fast track for women in which we do workshops, in which we support, create network, facilities, slots in trade, round businesses, and other things that basically give women opportunities to sell their goods internationally. So that's an example of one project. Another very interesting project we are working these days is the single window of investment. We have developed a platform that works in the cloud and basically connects all entities and processes related to opening a new business, to getting a permit that sometimes demand the approval from many entities, the Social Security, the Ministry of Treasury, the Risk Insurance Institution, the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Trade, etc., occur in the same place, a single window of trade.
So that single window of trade investment.
Exactly, investment, yes. Okay, by having this single window, we reduce costs, we increase productivity, we increase transparency, we reduce carbon footprint, and we can allocate our talent to more value-added activities. It's win-win, and we're trying to move the whole public sector that has to do with the opening new businesses to this platform.
Well, that's great. That's great. This is, we should be looking for just improving the digitalization in all these institutions to make it easier for everybody. Oh, that's great. That's happening great. I have just maybe two more questions for you, Pedro. And in your thinking, I mean, which skill do you consider the most important for being a CEO in the position that you've reached now in this commerce to lead in an organization? Because we have a lot of people listening, so they want to learn from the people that is already there. Which do you think that have been the most important things that you consider to reach this position?
Yes, I wish there was just one. Real leaders need to exercise situational leadership, meaning adapting our behavior and our actions to the different situations and conditions of the market. And that is what it is important. Of course, leaders need to have the ability to influence or motivate and to control not just the people, but the culture and the systems and the processes. And that's what I try to do to unlock the potential of people in the organization.
That's right. That definitely is key. And finally, which is the final recommendation that you can give to young professionals to develop their career, just being a CEO or working in supply chain or working in another function? Which recommendation can you give to them?
I think first realize that career is not a sprint, but it is a marathon, so you have to be patient. But from there, you have to be proactive. You own your career. You have to look for the right mentors, the network, the development opportunities to grow your career. And that's on us to do that. Don't expect anybody to help you grow your career or to drive your career. Therefore, proactiveness is key.
That's right. That this is the most important, I think, to everybody. Being proactive and looking for a mentor. And just as you said, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon that we are running for everything. Mm-hmm. So that conversation has been great. I think that you gave very good points of knowing you first and your career and your expertise, why you are leading this Procomer and all the essential Costa Rica brand, and how we have been doing all this digitalization in Costa Rica. Just for me, having a great pleasure to have you. Do you want to give a final word?
No, congratulations for this activity. I mean, these are the kind of things that promote development of people, of industries, and I wish you the best.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Pedro, for being with us. And thanks for listening to our podcast, everybody. If you like what you hear, you must go to www.alcosglobal.com and click on the button of the podcast to see all the programs and notes. You can also subscribe to the mailing list to receive all the updates and news. You can share with your friends and also follow us on LinkedIn. And if you are looking to hire senior people, the CEOs, SVPs in supply chain or any other role executive, just call us, Alcott Global. We are doing business in Latin, US, and worldwide. So please let us know how we can help. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.